A point gain this evening, Matthew, against FC United.
Point gain or two lost. I thought we dominated the game. And the neutral will probably say that. And again, very pleasing to get a clean sheet. Final third, I thought we let ourselves down a little bit. But same old story. But then you can take a positive from this. When you look at FC United, in the last 11 games before tonight, they'd won 10 here and drawn one. So they're unbeaten in 11, winning 10 of those. And then we've shown how good we are in terms of nullifying them and being a better team tonight, in my opinion. So you can draw a positive, but it's frustrating because we need wins. And that's the frustrating thing, because obviously we do need wins.
I say it was a nip and tuck game, wasn't it? Both teams were cancelling each other out at times, and you know, couldn't see where a goal was coming from, really.
No, at times, but we got into a lot more threatening areas than they did. We got into the final third a lot more, and we got into the box a lot more than they did, and probably had a few more chances than they did. Than for me, on balance of play away from home, we were the dominant team, and like I say, it's just frustrating that we didn't turn that into 3 points rather than one point.
I suppose one of the best chances was a mistake from the goalkeeper who nearly made a hash of it.
Yeah, it was a shame that wasn't travelling a little bit quicker, otherwise it would have resulted in a goal. It would have been harsh on him, I know, but you know, you need a little bit of luck sometimes, and we haven't had that. But you know, there's positives, because we've shown against a team who have won 10 out of the last 11 games and drawn the other one, how good we are without winning. And we've shown that, you know, since the Salford game, we've been matching teams and being better than teams in games, and we haven't got results, and that's a frustrating thing. I would be doubly frustrated if we were coming off games where we'd been looking to get a draw, or we'd been, you know, been smashed and lost heavily. But we're not. We're playing well, but we're not necessarily getting the rubber of the green, or we're not putting the ball in the back of the net, or being clinical enough, or being decisive in the final third enough. And that's been a story of a season, but you know, we're working on that, and hopefully with 13 games left, we'll finish the season strong.
Alex Newby coming straight into the side tonight.
Look very sharp. He's great. We've been tracking him for quite a while, and he's got great feet. He's quick. He's clever on the ball, and he showed what he was about tonight. And you know, he'll be a good asset to us, and as will Lee Molyneux, who came on, played him out of position. We played him at the right wing back to start with, and then put him into a more natural position, number 10, or he can play left or right of the front three. He's experienced, so he hasn't played since early December, so he needs to find his feet. Get his match fitness up, and he'll be another good addition. So it's more exciting, and I'm excited because we've played well tonight against, like I say, a team at this ground who have been difficult to beat.
Like I said, you mentioned Lee and Alex, and two new lads from Wigan as well.
Yes, they've come on board. They've got released from Wigan Athletic. They look great prospects. They've gone on loan at the moment. They're very young, but they have huge potential. As does Jordan Darrow, who we signed recently. A similar thing. We're looking at the future as well. So they are great assets, and look into next season, the season beyond. They'll probably be great additions as well.
Obviously, just below the playoffs. Season ain't over yet, is it?
I'll never say the season's over. The season's over until it's mathematically impossible. We've got 13 games, and we keep playing like that, we're going to win more than we don't. And you know, we've just got to keep playing like that and hopefully convert some chances.
It'd be nice to do one over on Gainsborough after the recent away.
Yes, they were a little bit overexcited, and we'll be reminding the lads of that, and they've already reminded themselves of it in there. They thought they won the FA Cup when they finished playing against us on last week, so they'll be reminded of it. It was a sore point, so we'll come out of that, and we'll come into that game fighting, and we'll hopefully get the 3 points.
Just a message for the fans as well to keep getting behind us and supporting us all the way.
Yeah, the fans, I've said it forever, the fans are massive, and that's what helps FC United. FC United fans here are a constant in voice, and it drives them over, and that's why they've probably had so many good results here. And our fans have been excellent tonight, and hopefully they'll continue supporting us and cheering us on right through till the end of the season, because we need them.